Good morning, everyone. This is Julie with the Iowa Healthcare Association. Welcome to our monthly MCO call. This 10:30 to 11:30 slot is with our Iowa Total Care representatives. Brandon is in DC today, along with some other of our IHCA staff and members, visiting with our Iowa delegation. So he will not be on today. So let's go ahead and find out who we have with us from Iowa Total Care.
Hi, Julie. This is Jeannie Larson, and I have members of my team and also our claims team with us today.
Thanks, Jeannie. Do you think everybody's here that's going to be on?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. Well, so we do not have a lot of pre-submitted questions. In fact, only one, although I have had another question come in, so we'll go ahead and ask that here in just a minute. But I will turn it over to Jeannie and her team to kick us off with any updates since we last met with you folks last month.
Of course. There is yet another update to our provider relations map, and I would ask one of my team to please put that in there. I'm having trouble getting that link, but if someone from my team would please put the current link out to our territory map from our website, I would certainly appreciate it. The update is that we have openings in our region 2, which is Northeast Iowa, under our ACBS, LTSS, and then region 3 is our hospital ancillary and physician area. And I am happy to report that offers were extended to 2 individuals, and we should have a full team sometime in July. I don't have specific start dates. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. And we will have a full team going forward, hopefully in July. So I'm very excited about that. So Tony has put the link in the chat, and that's the update thus far.
Excellent. Thank you, Jeannie. The first question, which was pre-submitted, is that we have associate members on our calls with us. This question was submitted asking about adjustments to reimbursement for fuel through a fuel surcharge or rate modifications. Is this an option, and who should providers reach out to have these conversations?
This is Hillary from the claims team at Iowa Total Care. This is something that we would not determine ourselves. Usually we would get the guidance from IME. I haven't heard of that conversation happening yet, but it doesn't mean that it's not happening at their level. So I believe it would have to come from the state as guidance. Jeannie or Tony, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, ITC is unaware of any modifications based on fuel reimbursement. If and when our state partner would offset for this, we would certainly align with that initiative.
Excellent, thanks. The another question that came in after Brandon submitted questions was, we have a home health member who has had a remittance that had 3 of their claims denied for PT services, but paid the rest of the claim. Denial was no prior art on file, so why was the rest of the claim paid? I was told I had to resubmit the claims with a prior auth on the claim. I have never had to do this, so where does this go as far as where they're supposed to resubmit it? Wondering if this is a change, and if it is a change, why providers were not made aware. They did call their claims representative, and that person did not have any information available either. And then in this letter is a reference number. It must have been from the claims representative that they have put in here as well. Wondering if anybody can address that on the home health side.
Yeah, this is Hillary from claims, and I won't speak for UM necessarily, but I do know that they allow 4 visits before requiring a prior auth on home health. And I haven't seen this claim, but if there was 4 units billed on the claim and then there was no prior auth before there was additional units, then it would deny part of the claim that went over those 4 units without a prior auth being present. My guess is that's the case, but I would have to see the claim, and we may have to also talk to our UM partners.
Hi, this is Carrie from the Skyline Center, and this is actually my question, because there was a prior authorization on file, so it should have been covered.
Okay, and you sent that to your provider relations representative?
No, I have not, because previously I've only had to call in and let them know that when this has happened previously, the whole claim was denied, not paying part of the claim and omitting PT. When I do a prior authorization, everything is on the same prior authorization. So I don't, this is very new. I've never had this happen, but I've had it on three clients, and it was all on the same remittance. Okay. So that's why I'm curious, because I've never, ever had to resubmit it and put a prior authorization number on a claim. That is something that you guys should have on file, because obviously you want to pay the other two if they weren't on a prior auth.
Okay. I think we need to see the example so that we can see if there was an issue with how they input the auth, or you know, where the issue actually is on the claim. If you could send them either through the association or directly to your provider relations rep, they'll get that over to us, and we can take a look and work with UM to see where the issue is.
Okay, so you want, because actually today is my last day, so my replacement, Amanda, will be taking care of that. So okay. Do you want her to send the claim to Ashley?
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just in follow-up to that question, Jamie, can you tell me what the dates of service roughly were on those claims that you're speaking about?
The date range for the claims, because we do our billing a month at a time, it was 3/1 through 3/31.
Okay. Because our new physical medicine authorizations went into effect April 1st with the National Imaging Associates, NIA, to implement a physical medicine program for utilization management. So, yeah, definitely we'd like to see what you got then.
Okay, I'll have her take care of that.
It should be just for radiology, but I think we need to see if that's causing the issue or not.
Yeah.
But
see if it's combined. So cool.
Yep.
Right, thank you. It was inquiring minds wanted to know. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Hillary. So those were the two I had to go over. So I'm going to flip over to the chat here. And you did put your new map in there. Iowa Total Care released a notice that their portal will start utilizing InterQual for authorization determination as of 7/1/22. What service lines will this impact, such as home health or hospice?
It would affect any provider submitting authorization requests. It's no different. This is just actually an enhancement for utilization in terms of efficiency. And so this is to be able to get those authorizations approved and out faster, quicker, better. So if authorizations were required before, they will be continued to be required now. It's just a more opportunity for efficiency for us.
Thank you.
Yep.
We have someone here. They submit for nursing home. Room and board only. Iowa Total Care is starting to reroute the claims to third-party insurance department for those patients who have Medicare/secondary insurance. They are requesting Medicare denials again. Are you aware of this happening again?
That is not something we've seen a lot of. Definitely, if you're seeing that, it should not be happening. And I'm guessing it's occurring at the corporate level. So if you have those examples, if you could also send those to your provider relations representative so we can find out where the issue is and make sure that they know that they should not be looking for Medicare.
Thank you. With this person, confused with EBV starting in, on 1/1/23 for home health agencies, we bill using G0156 and rev code 0571. Would this be considered under waiver?
I guess, are you, I guess I'm a little bit confused because normally that would be considered under home health. Are you talking about a waiver for not having to use EBV or waiver as in like HCBS?
I'm going to guess they're talking like HCBS.
Okay. It is not going to be considered an HCBS service. It's still going to be in the home health bucket. They're working with EVV to allow those four visits like they do now for the prior auth. And then our team sends that information over to CareBridge. But because this is a home health aid, there's different codes that HCBS uses for, I guess, health aids or in-home care or people that come out like CDAC and homemakers, and they have different categories. So they actually use different procedure codes. So this is still going to be considered home health.
And I will say, this is Julie with the association. I was able to attend the calls that they have had regarding EBV, and they only had a couple scheduled, which they've done, but providers did say they would be interested in having more. I think they're working on setting those up. There will be a point in time where states can submit for good cause to delay. I know Iowa is contemplating what that may look like. Iowa is looking at a staggered approach and not bringing on all rev codes at one time. There was an IL out there letting folks know which ones were in the first phase. And I think from what I could tell, if they look at the good cause effect, I think they're looking at submitting what their phased approach would be. So more to come on that. And we're still waiting to hear when the next meetings will be. Anything else to add, Iowa Total Care? I think I summed that up.
I think you did a good job. One thing I'll add is that we're also meeting with the state and Amerigroup on a regular basis to kind of iron out what this would look like if implemented, and have brought up a couple of concerns. But so they're working through those, and I think there's more to come, like you mentioned.
Yep, for sure. I don't think between Amerigroup and Iowa Total Care that the pass-through visits, as I'll call them, are the same from both of you. And what does that look like? Would the patient be in the EBV system to use those pass-through visits? So I think that's some of the back-end work that you all are probably working on actively now to see what that looks like. But we will keep everybody apprised when we learn of any new movement there, of course. With the Interpol implementation, will this impact auth requests submitted on or after 7/1 of 22, or will this impact current auth approvals that span past 7/1 of 2022?
It's optional. You can do it, but you do not have to, the ones that cross over. So it's up to you whether you would like to get a new approval or not. I actually did phone a friend to our utilization department, our Diapeche. She's done this many a times, and she did say that it is optional. You can do it, but you do not need to. So if it date spans over 7/1, you're fine. But anything going forward new, you would want to ensure that you have that authorization.
Perfect. The person asking about the EVV home health aid code was wondering, is it for home health aid? And I think Jen put in the chat right after you. First first phase codes are the S9122, T1004, and T1021 as it sits today. That is all the questions I see in the chat.
I was just saying, I think those are all actual waiver home health aids, and then the one that you bill with the G code and the revenue code, that's considered home health, officially home health. So yeah, it looks like the first phase is targeting HCBS, and then they'll see where they go from there.
Yeah, I think that the state and you all thought that you would start with a smaller bucket of clients as things were implemented and kind of work through anything with the smaller bucket before we added more.
Yep. So I'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, lots of moving parts there. So we will have further discussion, I'm sure. Any other questions from folks on the call today? Give it about another minute or so. You feel free to unmute yourself, bottom left, if you would like to ask a question or type it in the chat either way. With InterQual, will we need to submit auth requests online or still use the request form? Correct me if I'm wrong, Jeannie or Hillary, I don't think the actual way your request is changing.
No, it's not. That's what I was trying not to read into that question.
Yeah, but I think it's what your folks are looking at applying when they're looking at the request is where the process change is occurring, correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct. Yeah, it's implementing the InterQual documentation and process into that. But yeah, the actual submission process is not changing. Yeah.
Perfect. We had residents in November of 2020 that were COVID positive. We billed Iowa Total Care for the CRR of an extra $300 a day. We were paid for this, but ever since, Iowa Total Care has been trying to take it back repeatedly. I have disputed this take back every time, but this time the money was taken back regardless. I have sent this again to our representative. But is there anyone else at Iowa Total Care that can help with this?
We can definitely take a look at those claims and see what the reasoning was for taking it back and see if it's valid and pay it back out, obviously, if it's not. Can you tell me what nursing facility you are with? Turn the chat or unmute.
Hillary, this is Linda. I think it's Jenny Goodwin from Midlands Living Center. She just sent me an email this morning about takebacks.
Okay. Okay. So we have the information. We will definitely look at that on the claim side, and then Linda will provide that information back to you.
Yes,
we'll
Midlands.
What we need to.
Okay, Midlands Living Center and Council Bluffs. That is correct. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions for our Iowa Total Care representatives while we have them this morning?
Yes, will there be a tutorial for the InterQual?
Nothing's really changing. I'm not understanding what you're asking, a tutorial. You still go about the way you do it today.
Will there be on the IATC site information for the process of how we go about the process?
So this is Julie with the association. I think so when you see the word interqual, that is a kind of a process behind the scenes that insurance companies use when they look at the documentation of what the client can and can't do for themselves, how much, what you're requesting, what they need help with, that determines disciplines and number of visits that should be appropriate. And y'all correct me if I'm wrong. So I don't know that there's a process for the provider on the front end per se, other than obviously to make sure your documentation is a clear and accurate picture of the client or patient that you're serving. Would that be accurate, Jeannie or Hillary?
Yeah.
That answers my question. Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks, Julie, for summarizing that.
Would that be accurate? I don't want to say something that's...
No, you are. It's a behind-the-scenes process that takes place, yes. It's not anything additional that providers need to do.
This is Sue Miller. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Sue.
I bill for home health agencies, so this is home health agency specific. I am seeing that perhaps Iowa Total Care made a change to their authorization process. It appears that it used to be, I've been doing this for a long time. It used to be when we sent in an auth, Iowa Total Care would start that off on the day they received it. Now it appears that when we send an auth request on an initial start of care, a new admission, that they go back to the admission date with the auth date range, and we need to include the units on those first four visits that are allowed without an auth in the auth request, or we're being denied because the auth is now spanning the whole claim date range. Is that making sense to anybody?
I think it makes sense. I'm not sure I have an answer for you. We may have to reach out to our UM partners and find out if they did make a change, because I'm not aware of one that they made.
Yeah, so maybe an accurate question is, submitting a pre-auth for a new admin, should the units for those first four allowed visits be included in that auth request when the auth request is sent?
Okay. We can ask that, and we can get that information back to this group through the association.
Thank you.
Sure. You're welcome.
All right. Any other questions for the group? Give it another minute or so. You can certainly unmute or use the chat function. All right,
I do have one question. On the last question, what type of service was that for? Was that home health?
I think it was home health, Jeannie.
It was home health, yep.
Okay. Luckily, I have a direct route to phone a friend right now, so I am obtaining that information. So if you can give me about 30 seconds, I will have an answer for you.
Absolutely. That's best service.
I know, right? Hey, we aim to please here. I can't thank Dipetcha enough for assisting while she's in another meeting. That multitasking opportunity. So yes, you should include all visits in the request. So from the date that they began.
Thanks, Jeannie. Perfect.
Yes. But you can start care and know that those first four visits are always approved no matter what. So
just be sure when the auth goes in that all visits, if you're using those four first four pass-throughs, are in your number totals or whatever discipline.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. I do not see any other questions in the chat. So I think we'll go ahead and wrap up with our Iwatolka representatives. Thank you, Jeannie and Hillary and your team for being on with us. We absolutely appreciate that. And we will talk again in a month. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy the fabulous weather. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, team.